creative. Be creative today, folks. Be creative in what you're doing. Be creative. Be creative. This is the William Rutledge Podcast, and today we are talking about setting the standard. Set the standard. Be your own leader. Be your own representation. When you're stepping outside, right? Day to day, when you're stepping outside and you're doing what you do, you're creating what you're creating for yourself, for your family. What I want you to think about is, you know, are you doing this for you? You know what I'm saying? Are you doing this for you to solely benefit? Because a lot of times we get mixed up and we, you know, I've seen in this era where a lot of these folks become these entertainers, they become these so-called influencers. Be yourself, man. Be able to step out and be able to comfortably live in your skin because you know that you yourself every day. I set a standard like this, man. When I say I set your standard, I say, man, look, make being real cool again. Make being truthful and honest with your friends and your family and even your associates cool again. Being able to pour into your mate, your partner, being able to support their ambition, no matter what it is that they're doing, that you're there, you're like, you know what, yo, keep going. You know, because a lot of people find it corny to do certain things, maybe because the new trend is, well, I got to be this and I got to be that, you know, because this is what is being shown. Like, I've disconnected myself from what I see on social media because I know that 99.9% of that stuff is either fake or it's just playing out, my favorite word to use, it's just playing out corny, man. And that's just not my element in what I'm trying to do. Now, no, I'm not by any means, am I perfect? I'm just a fellow that's just trying to find his way and trying to understand this thing that we call life. You know, this beautiful thing that we call life. Now, of course, I'm riding in my car. This is the car series. You know, it's a beautiful Friday, a little wet outside, but hey, man, it's nothing really. You know, if you're out here, you're moving around, get to it, be safe, you know, enjoy your day, because today is going to be one of the best days ever. You got a chance to make things right with people, make it right. Stop walking around here with your head all in the sky and your lip all poked out. Now, if nobody ain't did nothing to you to intentionally infect you, your family, or anything like that, lay hands on you, man, walk. The forgiveness part is for you. It's not for them. You know, I've always been told that. Another thing, man, stop holding grudges on your chest. That's nothing but stress, and it's not going to take you nowhere but to an early sight, man. An early sight, because stress is definitely one that'll get you and take you up out of here if you're stressing over stuff. And if you are, you know, if you're having issues, man, be able to talk. Be able to talk. Be able to reach out to your circle of friends and be able to have them understand, hey, man, this is what I'm going through, and this is, you know, how I've been feeling. And be honest, man. Chop it up and be honest and really just work on whatever it is that is bothering you and remove it. If it's a person, remove that person out of your life. You know, every chance I get the day to wake up, man, I'm on the positive note. I'm not doing negativity. You call me with some negative stuff, I might hang up on you. Depending on who you are, I'm not doing that. That doesn't influence, that doesn't do nothing for me. You know, if we having a conversation about something, that's different. But if you're just a negative person, man, listen, you better go ahead and step to the side, partner. You better step to the side and have a conversation with yourself before you come, you know, like, and I know I can be a little bit hard sometimes, and that's something I'm working on. I'm working on that. I'm I'm working on it. Because I have had people tell me that you know, hey, man, you're a little strong-headed now. And I'm like, all right, yeah, you're right. I got to slow down. I got to understand, unfortunately, in this world, that everybody's not going to be like you. You may have it in your mind that, okay, you know what? I'm going to set a standard. I'm really going to stand up and do the things that Will said today. I'm gonna pour into myself. I'm going to be selfish about myself. And when I mean selfish about yourself, it's self-love, self-care, and really pouring into who you are. Positivity. Manifesting what you want and those that want whatever they want around you. Because you are who you keep. And if you keep a bunch of friends that just keep stuff going on, guess what's going to happen? You're going to be the same. You're going to fall in that same circle. So guess what I do? I'm probably one deep. I'm one deep, two deep. Me and a couple of all that, a million people around me. I don't want all that. I save all that. I'm not with it. You know, I want to be able to, show love when I can. Be respectful at all time. But I'm not with all that 100 guys with you. Nah, man, I don't need all them people with me. A one-man army. And I stand on what I stand on, principles, morals, and respect, and loyalty. You know, and that's some of the things that have been lost amongst us as individuals, amongst us as human beings, men and women, whatever the case may be, whatever you identify as. You know what I mean? People have lost their way, man. And it's time to straighten up. It's time to focus on whatever the big task is, focus on that. And all while you're setting the standard of, look, I'm not allowing this to control me. I'm not gonna allow this to hold me back no more. I'm not gonna allow another person's experience to deter me from my dreams and my goals. I'm gonna keep pushing. I'm gonna keep going. I'm gonna keep pushing up that hill, even when it feel like it's sliding down. Now you regain your traction, you get your footing right, you focus, you get into your mind and say, look, I got this. And you take it on. Some of us deal with things day to day that most people don't even know about. Give that person a chance, man. You never know, you know, what a conversation might do for a person. It might save you. It might save someone's life. They might be thinking about taking their life. You know? And I'm very vocal. I speak. You know, I make sure I talk to my kids because I know how cruel kids can be. And I want them to be able to, you know, you got to have tough skin. But I also want them to be able to come and talk to me about anything that, you know, that's bothering them, and make sure that they know I got their backs, because life is a real thing. It's very real. And if you are in some shape, form, or fashion really not focused in it, it can take you under. And I'm speaking from experience, you know. I came down here, I moved down here, I wasn't ready. I had nothing, I had no standard set. And when life really punched me in my face, I'm like, oh, wow. Wait, what was going on here? Okay, all right. You feel me? So, yeah, man, I had to, you know, over time, I have learned a lot. I have learned to control certain things. I have learned to control what I'm around, what I'm doing, who I'm around. And before, it really just didn't matter to me because I was so reckless, living so reckless and being stupid, you know, not really living my life the way I wanted to. I'm living my life for everybody else. That's one thing I will never do ever in my life again. You live your life for yourself only. Make the necessary changes that you need to make, and you going about your business. You know, be supportive of what you could be supportive of course, but going about your business. Set a standard. Set the bar high, whatever you want to call it. And that's what I'm doing. I'm setting my bar where it needs to be. Whoever you're dealing with, whatever you're dealing with, make sure that you know exactly what it is that you want. Hey, look, if we're going to be doing X, Y, and Z, this is some of the things that I expect of you. This is some of the things that you can expect of me. And whatever it is that we need to work on, we're working it together. That's setting the standard, man, and being intentional and deliberate about yourself, going for what you know. I'm not letting nobody get in the way of my forward progress. For what? I work too hard to get where I'm at. You work too hard to get where you at. To any other listeners and supporters out there, don't let nobody take you away from that. Focus. Train your mind and focus. Like, okay, I know what I'm going to do. In order to get there, I know I gotta focus. You know, I gotta maintain and do what it is that's best for me. And it's okay. It's okay. It's okay to kind of maybe like detach yourself sometimes and focus on what focus on yourself. And control of controllables. Control your controllables. That's all. You know? Don't put too much heart. Don't put too much heat on yourself. You only can control what you can. You know, I'm more into, right now, just being realistic. Setting realistic goals for yourself. Being a little bit more strong in your will, because you have your own will that God gives you to do what it is that you feel is best for you, I had a good friend of mine. I've worked on my forgiveness and that plateau of my life, I really worked on it. I really am way better at it than I've ever been, because I used to be a person that can honestly just be like, you know what? If we not cool, we just not cool. I can just go on about my life. Even with people I love, friends and family, but I had a friend of mine, not going to say her name, but if she's listening, you know what I'm saying? We both from Jersey. I'll say that much. And, we had a falling out maybe about a year or two ago. And things was done. I'm not gonna really get into that, because it's personal. Nothing bad, but like it's just still personal business. And as of like maybe the last, I don't know, wait, maybe about the last month, maybe. She reached out to me, told me she was coming to the A. You know what? I'm like, all right, man, I'm definitely gonna pull up. Even though she said she thought I was gonna stand her up. I just was like, you know what, man? Ain't no need to hold no grudge, man. It's corny, and it's just not, it's not beneficial. And this is one of my real good friends, like real good friends. And we got a chance to really. Had a chance to go out and eat. And I had a chance to tell her exactly how I felt, like face to face now. Like everything else would be through like the phone, yada, yada, yada. But, it was just like, I got that off my chest. Like, because I want to be able to be a positive influence in my life, and not only my life, but anybody else's. To the point where if I could forgive somebody, because don't anybody get hurt, ain't nobody get no damage or nothing like that, and no disrespect, then anybody can do it. You just gotta set that standard, man. You gotta set it, and you gotta be realistic about it. And man, it was just like we never really missed a beat, man. Like we be talking. She check on me literally a day. You know what I'm saying? Like, she'll call me or text me. I'll do the same. Because that's what we used to do for one another. You know, and she sent me motivational quotes, videos, all types of stuff. And it's just like, man, you know, no matter what, people grow, people elevate, people find their way, and people become different people. That's why you gotta, you know, that person that may have made you mad in that time frame may have been in a different type of mind state, right? And when they become different people, they be like, you know what? You experience growth, you experience maturity, you experience all of that. So guess what? You start to become a different person. Overall, you don't even know you becoming different. I used to be a mean pit bull, and you did something to me, man. That's it. Even if I felt like you did something to me, man, I'm just like, you know what? I'm good on you, man. And I would be good. I would leave you alone. You know what I'm saying? And I was like, I got to stop that, because I be low key, you getting rid of people. Now, somebody did something to you and it's just like, all right, man, you know what? You disrespectful. Then you got to get rid of them. You feel me? But if you got folks that's, you know, people make mistakes. We human beings. Last time I checked, if we're aliens, then I don't know nothing about it. But I said, we human beings and people make mistakes. People have things going on in their lives, and it affects them. It affects their decision process. It affects what they got going on. It affects them doing things that they may want to do, but they can't. Some people may not know how to tell you, yo, man, I can't, because they don't want to disappoint you. You know what I'm saying? And you got to be able to be like, you know what? I'm not getting mad. I won't allow myself to get mad at anything like that, because it's not of my control. If I controlled it, that's a different story. Then I could be like, you know what? I messed up because I was in control and I didn't do right. You know what I mean? And the grand scheme of things is when you setting this standard, when you setting your bar, when you setting whatever it is you set, be realistic. My keyword is just be realistic with yourself. Don't be out here lying to yourself or lying to everybody else. Man, I'm going to do this. Nah, really, you know what? Set one little thing. Hey, today, I'm not going to say nothing negative today. I'm going to be all positive, and I'm going to stick to it. Even if I feel it, I'm going to stick to it. I'm going to change the course of my day. And that's one thing. And then day by day, even write it down. Like, I even, my homegirl, you know what I'm saying, she even told me about scripting. And it's a way of just, like, manifesting what you want. And I promise you, I'm big on what I say to myself and how I speak to myself and the power of the tongue. If you tell yourself you're going to have an excellent day, by all means, you're going to have an excellent day. I tell myself that every day, and by far, I have not been wrong. Even if and it's not like I hit the lottery or anything. No, I'm the excellent day could be just I had a good day with my homies. We laughed, we joked, had a good day at work. We got work done, and you know, you go on to the next step. You know what I'm saying? So the thing is, man, just be realistic, be intentional, be deliberate, be what you need to be to get where you need to be. Now, I'm not saying be a scumbag or nothing like that and do some crazy stuff. I'm just saying be strong, be mindful, be grateful, be humble, be love. You know what I'm saying? Be strength for people that don't have it. You know what I'm saying? Stand by your friends and your family, the ones that you do, you know, you chill with. And yo, what's going on, man? How your day going? Okay, all right, man. Is everything all right? Yeah, you know, I think things gonna get better. They always do. Even if you find yourself in a path, and you just not understanding what's going on, yo, things are gonna get better, man. They always find some way when that tunnel gets dark. There's always gonna be a light at the end of the tunnel. You know, and walk out and you can kind of just take a breath. You know, you can kind of just exhale, inhale and exhale, because you made it. You know, you really made it, and you didn't give up. Be proud of yourself, man. Be proud of who you are. Be proud of the makeup of you. Know what you've been through. Know what you have dealt with in the past years of your life, right? And look at where you are right now. Look how beautiful you are right now. Look how strong you are right now. Look how resilient you are right now. Nothing can stop you. Stay focused. And even when that negative time presents itself, look at it, laugh at it, and be like, you know, I ain't got time for you, man. I'm gonna go ahead and get my business done. I'm gonna go ahead and do what I gotta do. I'm gonna go ahead and work on this podcast. I'm gonna go ahead and work on this book. I'm gonna go ahead and work on my schoolwork. When I say I stay out the way, I stay out your way. I won't be in nobody's way unless, like, we just around one another and we just enjoying each other's energy. That's it. Even then, I'm still not gonna be in your way. Cause I just, you know, people got need their time to breathe too, man. They don't wanna keep clouding nobody. You know, really might not want you around anyway. You feel me? But yeah, man, the standards gotta be set, man. Stop running the social media and letting social media influence you to be whatever it is that you want, that you are. Disconnect from it for a little bit. And become who you really supposed to become. Because a lot of people on there are not living in a reality. They're living in social media. They're living in the media where they can be whoever they want to be. And people might not know because they don't really, their friends know them. But I'm me 24/7 on social media and off. You know, I love to motivate. I love to speak positivity. I may have my times when I'm a little gruntled and mad. I'm not perfect. I would never say that. I was made in imperfection of the higher power, but I'm not perfect by far. I don't think I'm better than nobody. I just want better for me and my kids. And the more I sit back and the more I just scribe and the more I script, I see things coming into fruition that I honestly probably would have never thought would happen. I'm setting a standard for myself, a future standard, that no matter what, even if the situation feels tense, I'm going to keep pushing. I'm going to keep protecting. I'm going to keep doing what it is that I need to do to make sure that I'm successful in every area of my life. Working on it diligently, listening, being a sponge, and just taking in everything, you know, as I go. It is okay to be, you know, it's okay to be you. There's nothing wrong with being a nerd. There's nothing wrong with being who you are. If you're a bookworm, if you were a felon at one point in time, but you got your life together, it does not hurt. You know what I mean? Be you. Be you in every sense of the word, man. Because when it's all said and done, you got to look yourself in the mirror, right? You got to be like, all right, man. Boy, if you don't like what you see, then you got to make a change. And I can look myself in the mirror now with no problem. Not cocky, arrogant type of stuff. And I look in and I'm like, you know what? I love what I see. I love what I see. Am I perfect? I'm going to say it again. No. I have my things about me that I work on day to day to change in hopes that, you know, I can one day get there. And with that being said, I want y'all to set your standards, set your bar, just set it, man. Do something for yourself. Be positive today. You know, like like I said, any negative thoughts you got today, flush them out your brain and work on that positivity. Peace.